Part of China's crackdown includes blocking access to information about Tibet on the internet. Within China, fans of YouTube have suddenly found that they can't reach the site. Message board postings critical of the government have been taken down. NPR's Laura Seidel looks at how the Chinese are able to filter the web.
Here in the U.S., go to Google, then put Tibet and protests into the search engine. Up come dozens of stories and news videos about the recent unrest.
According to Students for a Free Tibet, about 2,000 protesters took to the streets earlier today. They were there for about 3 hours. They flew the Tibetan flag.
Put those same terms into a search engine in China.
And they won't get any results back. Their connection will be dropped.
Robert Ferris is a contributor to the Open Net Initiative, which studies internet filtering around the world. Ferris says China has the most sophisticated internet censoring system of any nation in the world.
They have very, very talented computer engineers that know how the internet worked, and this is a homegrown strategy for blocking internet content.
Cutting off searches is only part of a multi-pronged strategy the Chinese use, says Ferris. They also block specific internet sites like YouTube. When someone in China tries to go to YouTube.com, they get a message saying server not found. Sometimes, if they get on a blocked site, the connection will suddenly drop. The government has a much easier time with websites that are owned by Chinese companies.
The local Chinese video sharing sites will be regulated much more intensely than YouTube and will self-censor their material.
The Chinese branches of Yahoo and Google also self-censor. Chinese censors do sweeping searches of message boards, erasing postings critical of the government, says Vincent Brossel of Reporters Without Borders. But Brossel says the government won't erase hate speech against Tibetans.
When you attack and you ask to kill the Tibetan separatists, you have a way to get it posted.
The Chinese system for censoring the internet isn't perfect, but it's hard to get around, so most Chinese don't bother. Josh Rosenzweig is with the Dui Ha Foundation, which investigates human rights in China. He says the internet is simply part of China's increasingly affluent lifestyle.
The majority of Chinese people use the internet for entertainment, for study about other things that are not sensitive, for buying goods and services.
Rosenzweig says most Chinese people aren't motivated to jump through the government's hoops to get more political information, so they are sympathetic to the government's position on Tibet. And as an example, he points to a recent concert in China by the singer Bjork when she shouted "Free Tibet" from the stage. Her Chinese audience was insulted. Laura Seidel, NPR News.